Who decided if a case was high priority? Me, in the first instance. In consultation with the district attorney, of course, but things tend to move pretty fast at the beginning. There isn't usually time for a meeting. So you decided the Rifkin murder was a high priority case? Of course. Why? Because it involved the murder of a child. I think we also had an idea it might blow up, catch the media's attention. It was that kind of case. It happened in a wealthy town with a wealthy victim. We'd already had a few cases like that. At the beginning, we did not know exactly what it was, either. In some ways, it looked like a schoolhouse killing, a Columbine thing. Basically, we didn't know what the hell it was, but it smelled like a big case. If it had turned out to be a smaller thing, I would have passed it off later, but in those first few hours, I had to be sure everything was done right. Did you inform the district attorney that you had a conflict of interest? No. Why not? Because I didn't have one. Wasn't your son, Jacob, a classmate of the dead boy? Yes, but I didn't know the victim. Jacob didn't know him either, as far as I was aware. I'd never even heard the dead boy's name. You did not know the kid. All right. But you did know that he and your son were in the same grade, at the same middle school, in the same town? Yes. And you still didn't think you were conflicted out? You didn't think your objectivity might be called into question? No, of course not. Even in hindsight, you insist you... Even in hindsight, you still don't feel the circumstances even gave the appearance of a conflict? No, there was nothing improper about it. There was nothing even unusual about it. The fact that I lived in the town where the murder happened, that was a good thing. In smaller counties, the prosecutor often lives in the community where a crime happens. He often knows the people affected by it. So what? So he wants to catch the murderer even more? That's not a conflict of interest. Look, the bottom line is, I have a conflict with all murderers. That's my job. This was a horrible, horrible crime. It was my job to do something about it. I was determined to do just that. Okay. LeJudas lowered his eyes to his pad. No sense attacking the witness so early in his testimony. He would come back to this point later in the day, no doubt, when I was tired. For now, best to keep the temperature down.